Things go wrong in life, and in the wilderness, a lot can go wrong. Sometimes it merely means a bit of inconvenience or strain. It could be life-threatening if things go wrong. I have often been aware of having survived a near miss. I'm sure on one occasion, or more than one occasion, I have been blissfully unaware of having survived one. Yeah, the wilderness can be generous and forgiving, and then it can be merciless. Often the things that go wrong is one's own fault, and then of course there's fate. But be that as it may, in the wilderness one can never quite relax. Even when you are, like when you're having a glass of wine at sunset, your senses need to be sharp. Your brain needs to be active and focused, because you need to be able to act immediately. The bottom line is, you need to be in the moment completely, all the time. In any action that you take, even in the mundane and the simple, you need to concentrate, because you need to try and eliminate human error as far as possible. Of course, careful planning is a key element. But that is, to me, the easy part. Having the discipline to execute carefully is as important, and to me, that's more difficult. I easily neglect or overlook or rationalize things that I should pay more attention to. I can hear you say, but you're an engineer. It should come naturally to engineers. And of course, you would be right. But I guess I'm an atypical engineer. My mind is given to wandering and to mental doodling. And this may be good for writing or devising solutions, but in the wilderness it can be somewhat of a liability. It makes me overlook important things and details, especially in the mundane and the routine. It is something I constantly need to work on, and then I still tend to wander off. Now, of course, execution requires different levels of precision depending on the task, but integral to proper execution is checking and rechecking as you go along. And the checking part needs to be comprehensive. It includes yourself, your body. It includes your environment. And it includes your equipment. You need to be very aware of the state of your body all the time, consciously aware. What is your state of strength and health? Are you alert? Are you able to act in any situation? Are there certain situations that you must rather avoid? It determines to a very large extent what you can do. And of course, your environment is equally important. You need to be acutely aware of the immediate danger zone, maybe about up to 50 meters from you, but also of the middle distance and the far distance. And you need to be aware of the wind. How hot is it? What is the weather busy doing? How long have you got before darkness? How long will it be before it gets light? Again, this determines to a very large extent what you're able to do and what your plans can be. And then there's your equipment. Now, if we assume that before you left you checked everything and it was in good working order, then it's a question of is it safely packed and is it well secured? Now, if you're on a long extended vehicle reconnaissance like this one, then you need to regularly check your vehicle. In extreme conditions, you need to be absolutely sure of its state and how far you can push it. It is like flying an aircraft through a storm. You need to be very clear on its structural, mechanical, and electrical condition. So you need to regularly check the understructure and the drivetrains. You need to check the engine, the battery, the electrical connections that you can reach. When it is running, your ears have to be finely tuned to its sound and its smell all the time. As you can see, we're talking about a state of general awareness that is much higher and different from what we need in our everyday lives and civilization. To me, it starts with the preparation. That's when my state of awareness starts to change. And it is a process that adjusts, and it takes time for the mind and the senses to transition. Maybe a week, even two. And during this adjustment period, one is vulnerable. And I find I am subconsciously a bit nervous. And this is mostly good because the heightened adrenaline is good for concentration. And of course, there is an element of what, shall we call it, addiction. To me, this is exhilarating. And part of that, and that is part of what makes wandering into the remote wilderness so attractive to me.